I still believe. Through the shame, through the grief, through the heartache, through the tears, through the way, through the years, for people like us, in places like this, we need all the hope we can get.
Watch your step. Hurry up. Get in. Let's go. We've got to move. Watch your step. Get in now.
Hurry up. Get ready. Don't worry about a thing. You're in good hands. Oops. I still haven't worked all the bugs out of this thing. But no matter, we're on a mission of universal proportions.
Doc. Biff has passed through the space-time continuum, but we've got no way of knowing where he is.
You mean when he is? And we do have a way of knowing when he is. The eight-passenger time vehicle is equipped with a sub-ether time-tracking scanner which will allow us to track Biff to his precise location at the precise moment in whatever time period he may have traveled to.
Doc, all pre-launch system checks are complete.
That's our cue. Hang on to your hats. Don't forget... When you see Biff and the DeLorean, accelerate to 88 miles per hour and bump him.
The rocket's full, not responding.
Help.
The major tall. Are you receiving?
Turn the thrusters on.
Calling, 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 calling.
Hello. My name's Nigel, and I don't have any pants on.
Hello, my name is Nigel, and I don't have any pants on. Sitting in the garden in the shade. Sitting in the garden with my little puppy. I named him Mr. Tinky, and he is my friend.
Daddy keeps a pistol in his claws in a shoebox. I take it out and play with mum and dad are gone. Playing cops and robbers with little Mr. Tinky. Blowing away the flowers in the lawn.
Flowers in the lawn.
Hello, my name is Nigel, and I've been very naughty. I ate one of Daddy's special plants. I'm feeling kind of queasy, angry and uneasy, and Mr. Tinky told me that I was going mad.
I saw Mr. Tinky growing larger and getting meaner. He chased me round my playhouse in my own backyard. I lifted up the pistol in careful calculation. Squeezed the trigger lightly and blew his head right off.
Hello, my name is Nigel, and I don't have any pants on. Sitting in the garden in the shade. I see Mum and Dad pulling in the driveway. I'll be so sad to tell them Tinky ran away.
I think Mr. Tinky's run away.
Hello, my name is Nigel, and I don't have any pants on. Sitting in the garden in the shade. Sitting in my garden with my brand new puppy. I named him Mr. Groovy, 'cause he is my new friend.
Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all.
Nose hair, link bland.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Garen Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day. But a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Mortal.
Thank you. We'll be right back. closet from the bottom. Nobody knows, but everybody fighting to reach the top. How far is it from the bottom?
He's the sheik of Sicily. Oh, his love belongs to me. At night when I'm asleep, into my tent he'll creep. And the stars that shine above will light our way. Cheeky man, that's who we be. 'Cause when you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Six billion years ago, great natural explosions rocked the earth. And a living, breathing thing was born. A week ago last Tuesday, it shuddered, slithered, and made its way from the slimy depths of the Marianas Trench. Does it want to devour Cleveland, Ohio?
No, man.
Does it want to live in Cleveland, Ohio?
Well, it's a nice place to visit, but...
What does it want to do?
I just want a twist.
Yes, man. Well, so does everybody. What makes you so special?
Well, I got four other heads. That's my own vocal group. Do-do-do-do. 14 legs growing out of each hip. I can twist from here to a New Orleans, because I'm fat and I'm slimy and I'm hard to clean. Everybody gotta do the monster twist. Put that brand new dance at the top of your list. Move your 14 legs till you're out of your mind. And then you shimmy and you shake and you bump and grind.
the monster twoop. I got an echo chamber built in my head. I use that greasy kid stuff on my scalp. I chew up boats and I gobble up planes. And I got 35,000 varicose veins. Everybody gotta do the monster twist. Shake your other hips and you dangle your wrist. Flow a breath of fire every single day. But don't you let romance fade away. Everybody's doing the monster twelp.
Everyone was doing the monster twist. The stock market panicked, and the Dow Jones averages plummeted 87 points in 12 seconds. Veteran observers on Capitol Hill filibustered, and the decision was made to attack. 16,000 B-70s, flamethrowers, missiles, and spitballs bombarded the monster. Yet, nothing could stop the havoc wreaked by his twelp, or twoop, or twist. But then the government called on its secret weapon.
All right, folks. A one and a two, and everybody's gotta do the bubble of bombs, cause everybody knows it's what up front that comes.
Oh, no. No, not that. I can't stand it. Help! Help! Take me back to the slime. Anything's better than this. Mother of God!
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you personally to listen in when the Ask Dr. Hal show plays on listener-supported Radio Valencia, Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time, too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And, of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal show. Live on radio, Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight and often beyond.
see.